USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Beach is still reeling with shock and sorrow after a gunman opened fire in a city building on Friday, killing 12 people. Superintendent Aaron Spence says the city's public schools are in session on Monday.
You know, obviously we've had a tragic event, but when these things happen, our belief as educators is that we need to get back to normal with our students as soon as possible.
Although the alleged gunman was about to leave his city job right about the time he reportedly opened fire on co-workers, city manager Dave Hansen says
he was not terminated and he was not in the process of being terminated.
That leaves investigators with no answers so far as to why he did it.
Right now we do not have anything glaring. There's nothing that hits you right between the eyes.
So Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa is asking for public help from people who knew him.
On a motive, on past experiences with him, let us know so we could put it all together.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Congress is still talking about impeachment proceedings for President Trump. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator John Kennedy gave his take on the subject.
Impeachment polls right up there with skim milk among the American people. But my advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is not ready to go home and told ABC's This Week he's not ready to impeach either.
I think if it is a close calls go against putting the country through that. We have an important legislative agenda to try to advance. We have important oversight work we can do outside the context of impeachment. And I think at this point that is still the preferred course.
The President and First Lady are off traveling to distant locations again for more diplomatic visits. On Monday, they'll be in the UK for meetings with the royal family at Buckingham Palace. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden is bashing President Trump's human rights record. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Biden speaking at an LGBT Pride Month event in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, and the former VP accuses Trump of not taking a strong stand in favor of basic human rights for all.
This White House has literally a bully pulpit, is callously extending his power over the most vulnerable, implementing discriminatory policies like Muslim bans, turning away asylum seekers, putting children in cages.
Also speaking of his policies concerning the LGBTQ community, Biden promising the first thing he'd do if elected president is to get the Equality Act passed if it still were not already approved by Congress by then. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue Foods is recalling chicken nuggets. About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.